Cecil Crenshaw someday, someway. It's 40 minutes past 7.
Morning, Tony. Morning, Cobblers.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Blimey, I'm flying. I was out with the Sheila last night, and I tell you, she was a right little raver. We went to a disco, but the blasted woman kept dancing on me didgeridoo. It was very painful.
Less of the social adventures. Who's in the birthday file?
Well, Tommy Bruce. Now, he had a huge hit with Ain't Misbehaving in 1960. He's 48 today. Happy birthday and lots of love to Desmond Decker, the original Rasta Man. He's celebrating his 43rd this very morning. And finally, Stuart Copeland of the Police. He is 32 today. It's almost as young as what you are, Tony.
Very funny. Is that it?
That's it, my old mucker.
Right, I'll see you later.
Bye!
Past 7 o'clock on Radio Nova. If you're on the M6, junctions 22 and 25 in Manchester, there's contraflow. Junctions 41 and 44 in Cumbria, there are lane closures. And also contraflow junctions 32 and 33 in Lancashire. That's all the M6. Okay.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me. With its X-ray vision and all systems underground. My motor run, my legs too weak to see. acceleration like a robot at your command. Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems underground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Two and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. This is MOVA.
Yeah, sure. I won't let the sun go down on me. 7:25 and a bit on Nova. News summary is next. And then we play Bingo.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yeah, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? You, my love. Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Seven. Paul Penders.
Put on a healthy face with natural cosmetics made by Paul Penders.
Bring on down to Bargain Time, where the prices are only famous. Bring on down to Bargain Time.
Fancy something good in bed? You'll get it at Bargain Town of Queen Street Bridge, Dublin's largest stock of beds, orthopedic beds, storage and bunk beds and heavy. So If you're fond of the old bed, pick yourself. Nip round to Bargain Town. Prices are only famous.
Ladies, are you and your husband fed up looking at overpriced kitchen units? Then take a look at Minerva Kitchens. Minerva Kitchens are the northwest of England's leading fitted kitchen specialists, and they offer the choice of German-made quality units at sensible prices. For instance, terraced houses from £895, semis from £1,595. That includes fitting and a two-year guarantee. For a free quotation and planning, ring Minerva Kitchens on 0229 29458. That's 0229 29458.
Rent a brand new 1984 Nissan from Windsor Rent-A-Car. Windsor Rent-A-Car for new cars at keenest prices, especially for long-term hire. Windsor Rent-A-Car, the company you know will deliver reliability, quality. Remember, for 1984 Nissans at keenest prices, Windsor Rent-A-Car, Rialto and Bachelor's Walk. Telephone 540-800. Windsor Rent-A-Car.
It's 28 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Just ahead of Spandau Ballet, we've got a summary of the news. Here's Howard Hughes.
Thank you, Tony. It's a dull and breezy day on Dublin Bay. The area high currently, or moving up to 18 degrees centigrade. The news headlines this morning. The army's brought in the northwest Dublin bus strike. In Britain, Mrs. Thatcher decides what next in the dock strike. A High Court judge will rule today on the government's union ban at GCHQ. A man dies in a hang-gliding tragedy in County Wicklow. And all the fun and banter of the fair as the U.S. Democratic Convention opens in San Francisco. Those are the news headlines, and now a look at what's been making headlines in the newspapers this morning. Well, the Irish Press darkens the mystery over the missing racehorse Shergar. It seems that Garda inquiries into the disappearance of the £80,000 ransom for the luckless horse have been given a fresh boost by the finding of a missing car and also a number plate. It'll obviously take some time to find out what all that adds up to, if indeed they ever get to the bottom of it. In the same paper, we find out that tomorrow is a big day for six-year-old Niamh Ryan from Thurles. Now, Niamh is to have a vital cancer operation in New York. Her surgeons make a last-ditch bid to save her arm and so stem that deadly disease. Niamh flew out to New York from Shannon on Saturday, and everybody at Radio Nova wishes her all the best. Front page news in The Independent this morning is that the age-old hurling rivals Cork and Tipperary produced one of the most stunning Munster hurling finals ever yesterday. According to the paper, it was one of the most amazing in living memory. Now, Cork, who were 4 points down with just 6 minutes to go, put together an amazing comeback in the match to beat Tipperary in the end by 4-15 and to 3-14 in what was termed a cliffhanger finish. I think a lot of English people don't understand hurling, and it might do them good to find out more about it.
There's only one thing to know about hurling, and that's that Cork will always win.
Well, I'm not going to get involved in this, Tony. I've got to be impartial. You know that. Another from the same paper, best-selling author Gordon Thomas is in trouble over his latest book. He's been receiving death threats, we hear, about the book, which, amongst many other things, claims a CIA British plot to get Ireland out of NATO, CIA penetration of the Vatican, and CIA briefings of Pope John Paul. That's a heck of a lot to claim. The last, well, the Daily Star is keeping up Britain's best traditions of tabloid journalism this morning. You'll all be delighted to know. A stunning photograph and a front-page splash proclaim, "Move over, men, Supergirl is here." Turning the centre pages rapidly shows truly physical shots of young Helen Slater, a pupil of New York's famed High School for the Performing Arts. Now, the 19-year-old blonde, and she's really going to be seen to be believed, she's heading for the platinum big time in a $15 million movie. And the message, Tony, from the Star is, look out, Supergirl is coming your way, and soon.
Oh, I never liked butch women in the first place. that little story about somebody receiving death threats, I was going to write a book about Radio Nova, but I got the death threats before I even put pen to paper.
Oh,
thanks,
yes.
Howard.
Thank you, Tony.
See you a bit later. See right, you. It's 7:35.
And now, once again, it's time to join in and play Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Yes, we've kept you waiting 5 minutes over time, so you'll be on the edge of your seats, won't you? This morning's number, first one, is A5. That's A5. Don't forget, we play every hour on the hour when you fill one line horizontally, diagonally, or vertically. Give us a tinkle. We'll give you a prize, all right? This is Nova on a Monday morning. How are you? and a half minutes away to clock. That's Spandau Ballet and Highly Strung. Dublin traffic, everything running smoothly except the traffic lights at St. Peter's Church in Fisborough are out of order. Build-ups can be expected. Watch out for army tracks around there. This is Nova. This is Huey Lewis. And the
New York!
Get you going, nothing will. It's 17 minutes to 8 o'clock on Nova. And in just a moment, we've got Perfect Skin from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions.
Would you listen to that? Coming through the wall, so it is. Stops an honest man from getting his hard-earned kip. The wife says they're after buying a new bed from the pet centre. Now she wants one. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea. At least I could get some kip instead of listening to that. The Bed Centre, 60 Upper Dorset Street, for divans, doubles, singles and orthopaedic beds at the cheapest prices in town.
Comp Shop, for no-nonsense computer people.
How many times have you gone out and bought something only to find it at a lower price somewhere else? It's bad enough on day-to-day items, but when it comes to investing in something like a computer, the consequences could be disastrous. That's why at Comp Shop, we have a word of advice. Before you buy, check us out. The cost of a phone call, a few pence, could save you literally hundreds of pounds. We're called the no-nonsense computer people at CompShop. We provide a service that many of us do, but we provide it more quickly, more reliably, and a heck of a lot more cheaply. And we not only sell computers, we give full after-sales backup, And that's why our service area is bigger than our sales area. So don't trust a lock. Come in and see us at 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or just pick up the phone and call London 440-7033. And we mean it when we say we'd be more than delighted to be of help. Comp Shop. Main dealers for Apple, Acorn, Apricot, Sanyo and Commodore.
Comp Shop. Tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists. Norvell Street and ILAC Center.
Would you like some porridge? How'd you like your eggs? You can ask without any reply. But tune in Tony Allen, that's a different matter. You'll hear them sigh.
He's tasty, tasty, very, very tasty. He's very tasty.
And I'm staying up here, so I may be undone, she's inappropriate, but there's much more fun at. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you, got no sense of grace, shame on me. Just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary, and that's perfect skin. Louise, the girl with the perfect skin, instead turn on the light. Otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin. And she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan hands. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Greta Garbo, well, I loved her then. How was she to know that? When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Up eight flights of stairs, she raised the basement flat. Pretty confused, huh? Been shaking around like that. Seems to climb up so high, now we're down so low.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Ranjat Singh here. Good morning, Harvey Roachcliffe.
Good morning, man.
Now tell me, did you hear the story about the Kerry jellyfish?
I didn't hear about no Kerry jellyfish, man.
It's set.
Oh, wow.
Alone with you, wondering what it is that I'm supposed to do. And there you are with a
Sayer, and I feel thunder in my heart. 8 minutes to 8 o'clock is the time on Radio Nova. If you're outside the Bay Area, you'd like to write to us, our address is Radio Nova, South Bank House, London, SE1. That's South Bank House, London, SE1. There's a surface when your ex wants you back. To 8 on Radio Nova.
And it's Jack.